So talk about you, your situation, making the move. What's it like?
It's been exciting. It's been thrilling. There's a lot of just new things that come with it. So, but for the most part, it's been fun.
What went into the decision, or you know, how did it all come about for you?
I thought to myself that I thought my strengths were more on the physical side and just being able to, if I were to utilize it to my full potential, I thought I could utilize it more on defense. So that's why I made a transition.
So it was your decision pretty much, your idea?
It was mutual between me and the coaches. The coaches had brought it up and I was just like, yeah, let's go for it.
In high school, did you pretty much play ball?
Yes, sir. I played more defense in high school, so.
Mm-hmm. What was maybe the biggest challenge or change of adapting? I mean, I'm sure you're still adapting a little bit, but what was kind of, was there something maybe from the first day that you ran out and you started to do one thing from offense and you can't do that on defense or anything like that?
I think more than anything, just on the defensive side of the ball, you have to react more than, because on offense, they kind of give you a set and a set path of what you got to do. On defense, you know, they can come in to different formations, and so you got to check out of it, or you know, one guy does this and you got to react to it. So
how do you think your experience as an offensive player will help you be a defender?
I think it's helped me a lot with coverage, just being able to know or anticipate what a running back or what a slot receiver is going to come out and do. If they try to give me a move, I know, you know, I kind of anticipate what they're going to do, and it's helped me out a lot.
Does the fact that Harvey Longy made a similar transition, does that help? Or I mean,
yes, yeah, I think it's helped a lot. Just when he made the transition, I was surprised, and so it made it easier for me to make my decision and move forward with it.
What's your experience with Coach Tuiaki been as your defensive coordinator?
Oh, it's been awesome. He's live, he's funny, and I mean, I'm glad he's Polynesian just because we can joke around, but it's been nice.
It seems like there's a little bit of kind of that vibe with each, just that lighter, funnier vibe with the coaching staff this year. Is that true? I mean, just from the outside.
Yes, absolutely. Just the cool thing is we can hang out with them whenever we want. They always leave their doors open for us to go talk to them and just go, you know, joke around with them. And so, just as you said, you know, it's been live, it's been funny, and you know, we're enjoying it.
How'd you describe last year as a running back and just the whole season in general for you?
It was great. I do thank, you know, the coaches for giving me an opportunity to showcase my talents. And I mean, just the season. We had a good season, but you know, we're excited for this upcoming season.
What's with the number changes? 13 your number from high school, or
yeah,
36 last year, right?
Yeah, so 36 last year. I didn't have the chance to choose 13. Kurt Henderson, a senior, was 13, but yeah, 13 was my number from high school, and then I was just told that it was an unlucky number in high school, and I made it unlucky, so.
What's it like with the defensive scheme? You know, learning the technique. You know, Coach, you said the focus is on a lot on technique right now. What's that been like? You know, that focus.
It's been hard, but it's been exciting, and it's a grind every day. The one thing that is very exciting is just it's a very aggressive attitude. You know, if we make a play, and someone else blows an assignment, it doesn't matter because we made a play. So it's gonna be really fun.
You said you're going to play both inside and outside. Do you have a preference? Is there one you like better, or do you, it just doesn't matter?
Yeah, just wherever wherever I'm needed and wherever I can make, you know, plays and just help out the team, that's all that matters.
Part of the changes have been new conditioning strength coaches in the program they've had. How have you viewed that, and what are your thoughts on it?
I like the new strength and conditioning staff that we have there. You know, they're very similar to our coaches where they can joke around, but they're very serious at the same time. And we've put a lot more emphasis on, you know, lifting heavier and just being able to be more explosive to the ball. And so I think just from the last two practices, we can see the difference already.
In what way? Could you elaborate on that?
I think just from, you know, from my perspective, just seeing the guys are bigger, definitely, and they're moving a lot more smoother, and the bigger guys are a lot faster, which is surprising to see. So.